This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As many Wisconsinites work from home because of the coronavirus pandemic, some of us are noticing a lot more wildlife in our city and suburban neighborhoods. Maybe a fox visits your yard regularly, or you observe more bird activity than usual. To find out more about how wildlife is reacting to this enormous change in human habits, I talked to David Drake. He's a professor and extension wildlife specialist in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Biology at UW-Madison. I asked him if wildlife is actually moving into the city. Not exactly, he said.
We're in one spot more frequently. We're around our house. And so now all of a sudden, we have the time to sit and look and see what's going on around us. And I think that we're starting to see things that have always been there, but we've just been too busy to notice it. But the other thing I think is happening is that animals that live in urbanized areas around human beings, that they're very plastic or flexible in their patterns. And so we do have animals that are active during the day, but we have a lot of animals that are active at night. And one of the reasons they're active at night is that they are able to avoid human beings because there's not as many of us out in the landscape. And so now that there's fewer of us on the landscape during the day, these animals are able to actually come out during the day because they don't have to, they are not interacting with us as much. And so I think it gives us the opportunity to see them a little bit more now, partly because you have daylight to see them, but also because they're out at times that we're typically up and awake and active.
If animals are becoming more comfortable, for instance, next to a roadway, then what happens when everything goes back to normal?
Well, in the urban areas, a lot of times animals are pretty comfortable next to the roadways to begin with. And most of the animals that are living in urban type areas, it's not uncommon for them to kind of really, they look both ways before they cross the road a lot of times. So, you know, they're used to dealing with traffic, and a lot of times in those roadways, we have animals there either because for deer, for example, they might be browsing on the roadside vegetation or licking the salt that's left over from the winter salting of the roads. We have a lot of birds that might be picking up grit there to help digest their seeds and their gizzard. It's not uncommon for animals to cross roads, and they're pretty good at it, generally speaking. But certainly a reduction in traffic should hopefully increase their survivability and decrease the amount of wildlife we see hit by cars during normal times.
Something you said earlier about people not being as engaged with nature and now sort of discovering these things, do you think there will be a change in the way people see nature going forward?
Boy, I sure do hope so, because it would be wonderful if people appreciated nature and you know, had a better understanding about what's around them and where they live and things like that. I spend a lot of my career trying to get people to engage with especially urban wildlife and understand what's around them. But I think right now, especially, you know, there's so much anxiety over the COVID era about just the economy and the uncertainty about when this is going to end and if you're going to get sick or you're not going to get sick and things like that. And you know, one of the things that really does bring great joy to people is being outside in nature and seeing wildlife. And I would really encourage people, even if you're doing it from your house, is just to take a few minutes and just watch what's in your yard, be it a robin or a rabbit or a red fox or maybe a hawk or owl or something like that. And just, you know, when you see something like that, just take those moments and enjoy that happiness and the joy that maybe it brings you and just get a bit of a relief from the anxiety that's hanging over all of us.
David Drake, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Melissa. I really appreciate it. And I hope you stay sane and healthy.